Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Creative Alchemist podcast. To those of you already supporting the show with a monthly subscription, thank you so much. If you'd like to become a supporter and help make this show possible, tap the link in this episode's description or visit anchor.fm/thecreativealchemist to become a monthly supporter. Thank you all again and enjoy. So boom, right? I'm out here on the internet streets, on the Instagrams and the Facebooks and the whatnot. And sometimes folks will message me and ask me a really important question, a really heavy question, a question that I definitely have an answer to for myself. But the question is, should I charge for what it is that I'm doing? Oh, buddy.
Well,
y'all gonna hear me shifting my seat. So I think the fact that you're asking the question in the first place speaks to whether or not you should. That in and of itself, the fact that you are asking whether or not you should charge for it may be an indicator that you should charge for it. If this is something, and the reason that I have a definite answer for myself on this is because I chose for this to be my job. I chose for this to be my work. I chose for this to be my employment. And so for me, there is no question of should I? I should. If I want to make a living off of this, I should. Now, some folks want to do this out of the kindness of their heart. Some folks want to do whatever creative thing, whether it's photography, videography, dancing, singing, graphic design. They want to do it out of the goodness of their heart and maybe just want to help folks out, maybe want to do some volunteer work, maybe want to just have it as a hobby. And that's okay too. But to be asking, should I, probably means you should. It probably means that you understand and can acknowledge the effort, the time, and the energy, all that goes into whatever it is that you do. I think the fact that somebody is seeking you out to do that thing for them, to provide that service for them, to create that thing for them, means it has value. Which could mean that you can put a price tag on it. Now, there are all sorts of formulas out there in terms of how you should price it, but that's not the question this go around. The question is, should I? Should I charge for it? For me, again, I think it's yes. I think it's an energy exchange. I think people should be giving something to you, investing in you, because you are investing something into them. You are providing them with some sort of expertise, some sort of vision, some sort of creativity that they don't have. And that's not to knock them. It's beautiful that they recognize that and are coming to you because they love something that you do. So should you? Yeah, man, you should charge for it. Without excuse and without over-explaining yourself. I have found myself very much in that trap, and that doesn't necessarily come from outside sources very much. That comes from some of my own, when you don't believe in yourself, when you don't believe you should do the thing, because it's somebody else's place. I know some of y'all right now are like, it's this thing, and I can't hear you over this podcast. So, imposter syndrome, Jesus, that's the term. So in dealing with that's something that a lot of creatives, I think, run up against, questioning like, who am I? Who am I to be charging for something like this? I'm not so-and-so, name a famous artist or a popular graphic designer or a popular makeup artist, whatever. Who am I to be charging somebody for this? My work isn't that good. I haven't been doing it that long. I don't consider myself a professional. I don't do it. I don't do it as work. I have a 9-to-5. I just do this on the side. Like, all of those things are related, or can be related to imposter syndrome. So I would also take the question of should I charge as a challenge to that imposter syndrome. If that's something that you're experiencing, who are you to not get compensated for your work? Who are you to not have your work exposed while also getting a check for it? Who are you to not be supported financially for what gifts you have that you're sharing with the world? Don't shy away from it. And hey, listen, once you start charging, you can always go back to doing it for free. If you're like, you know what, making money off of this isn't really for me, you always have the option of saying no. And let me not be shady. No, I'm gonna be shady. And you can always just go back to working for exposure. Ooh, boom. I didn't mean that. That was me shading exposure more than shading whatever you decide to do with your craft. But again, who are you to not get compensated for this? Meaning, again, if people are seeking you out, they should. A cousin of mine out in Chicago, she owns a restaurant called Casa Jari, and she has folks, you know, hitting her up for catering, for feeding the masses out at all sorts of events. And sometimes folks will reach out to her and say, you know, we can't pay you as much as, or again, we can, this would be great exposure. And my cousin and I very much agree. She was actually the one that brought that phrase to mind. You're looking for me, which means you heard about me, which means you need what I have, so pay me. She said that about her own business. If somebody is actively seeking you out, if you know what it is that we do, then be ready to compensate us for what we do. Be ready to offer something up. And sometimes folks don't even want to mess with money. If money isn't what you need as a resource, I think as a society, we also need to rethink resources. Maybe it's not money that you need. Maybe what you need is a space. Maybe what you need is mentorship. Maybe what you need is some sort of tool or some sort of gadget or technology that isn't available to you that maybe this person who is approaching you with something can offer you. So you can also negotiate. That can also be another podcast episode too. So, you know, take those things into consideration as well, that maybe you don't actually need the money, but maybe you can work with this person or this organization in another way. Yeah. So your alchemy assignment per this episode is to, on a piece of paper, a notebook. Me personally, I have a world domination notebook, and the master plan. There's a notebook that I have called the master plan. On the top of one of those sheets, write down, I will charge for my work because it is work. And then I want you to list for yourself, not to explain to other people, if they're asking you to over explain what it is that you do and why, how dare you be trying to charge me for what you do? Me personally, I wouldn't necessarily want to fuck with that. Again, up to you though. I want you to write, I will charge for my work because it is work. Here's all the ways that it's work. Write all the ways that it's work for you. You'd be like, it takes me 20 hours to edit a video that's only like 15 minutes long. I don't know if that's true. Don't yell at me if my math is totally off. It could be. But talk about your work. Because I think also when you write it down and you write the numbers down and you write the time down, You'll see how much work actually goes into your work. I think sometimes we miss out on it too, just because we love it so much. We love what we're doing and we get lost in the zone. That time isn't even a concept. Time isn't even a thing for us. But write that down. Write down all the things that you do that go into it, all the things you had to learn, all the technology you had to buy, all the supplies you bought, the makeup you bought, the backdrops you bought, all those things. Because people will always see the end product. They will never see the work that goes into your work. They'll never see the process. It's up to you to acknowledge and honor your process. And part of that acknowledgement and that honoring is saying, yes, I will charge for my work because it is work. Alrighty, mi gente. This has been another episode of The Creative Alchemist. I am your hostess with the mostest, Sulinette. You can check out the rest of my life at sulinette.com. That's ZulinettE.com. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and support it with a monthly subscription by clicking on this episode's description or by visiting anchor.fm/thecreativealchemist. Thank you to our current supporters. Until next time, stay hydrated, stay creative. Peace.